From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Firefighters are searching the scorched remnants of a 24-story London apartment building for more victims of Wednesday's fire that killed at least 12 and sent dozens of residents to the hospital, many critically. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Piki Saku was a witness.
I could see toppling things coming out of the building, and when my friend told me that he saw people jumping, I wasn't sure. Like I wasn't fully calm. Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, whether it was people falling out or just debris.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade Commissioner Danny Cotton said the grim search for victims is underway. The cause of the fire is unknown. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken. However, the fire...
Tragically, now we are not expecting to find anyone else alive. The severity and the heat of the fire...
The fire could delay Prime Minister May's announcement on forming a new government after last week's election. The estranged wife of incoming Lesotho Prime Minister Thomas Thabane was shot and killed late Wednesday, just 2 days before her husband's inauguration. Lipolelo Thabane and a friend were shot by an unknown assailant while traveling in the town of Massana. The landlocked African country has been in crisis since an attempted coup back in the year 2014. You're listening to The Voice of America. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is reported to be in critical condition after undergoing surgery for wounds sustained in a shooting in suburban Washington Wednesday. Scalise was practicing for a charity baseball game between Republicans and Democrats when a gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three other people were wounded. The shooting occurred in the city of Alexandria. Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Timothy Slater appealed to the community for information.
We believe that the shooter has been living out of his vehicle in the vicinity of East Monroe Street, therefore asking you to report any interactions that you may have had with him.
While there's been no official motive, Hodgkinson had raged against President Donald Trump on social media and was a member of anti-Republican groups on Facebook. Mr. Trump, who visited the wounded congressman late Wednesday, wished him a speedy recovery. Meanwhile, the bipartisan charity ball game is expected to go on as planned Thursday. North Korea Thursday released it said it released an American student earlier this week sentenced to 15 years hard labor on humanitarian grounds. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier is at a Cincinnati, Ohio hospital after being medically evacuated after his family said he lapsed into a coma more than a year ago. The New York Times said Warmbier had been repeatedly beaten. His father told a television interviewer he had been terrorized and brutalized. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is in Doha searching for a diplomatic solution to the Gulf crisis brought on by four nations that broke ties with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorists. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates severed relations, accusing Qatar of backing the Muslim Brotherhood and other groups. The Saudi state news agency reported Thursday that Shia Houthi rebels fired a missile at a ship operated by the United Arab Emirates off the Yemeni coast, wounding a sailor. The incident occurred after the vessel left the Red Sea port of Mocha. U.S. central bank policymakers Wednesday raised a key interest rate. Janet Yellen chairs the Federal Reserve Board.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point, bringing it to 1 to 1.25%.
She cited economic growth and job market strength. It was the second rate hike in 3 months. Japan's parliament has approved a controversial new law despite protests aimed at preventing terrorism ahead of the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. Critics said the so-called conspiracy law will curtail civil liberties and increase surveillance. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.